Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Big times ahead here in the city of Atlanta. Welcome back to the Morning Show with John and Hugh on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Next week, a week from Wednesday, will be the All-Star Game at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. And when Major League Soccer comes to play Juventus, we're going to have you covered. Duke Zabella going to be there from 2 to 6 at the soccer celebration at the Georgia International Plaza. And Mike Conley and Jason Longshore are going to have the MLS All-Star Preview Show starting right after Dukes and Bell. That is Wednesday, August the 1st. They'll also have all their All-Star Game commentary and et cetera, our coverage of the MLS All-Star Game a week from Wednesday. And Mike will join us in the next segment at around 9:20 this morning to talk about Atlanta United and that big win over the weekend and where they stand and all that kind of stuff. It's going to be a fun weekend with the All-Star, because that All-Star Game has, I noticed, Hugh, a ton of stuff going in and around it. It's a whole bunch of events. I think 2 Chainz has a concert. There's like a whole weekend of stuff.
Yeah, he does. I do know he does have a concert. I think that's going to be pretty exciting, man. Never been to an MLS All-Star event. Never been to that. And never thought I would be a part of one because of, the popularity of soccer in the city of Atlanta. So that's going to be pretty exciting just to be in the atmosphere of that and to go to the game and watch the match.
Man, we are racking up the stuff, aren't we, though? I mean, the FC, with the national football title game and the Super Bowl, and here comes the Final Four and the MLS All-Star game. They're ahead. And, man, we are getting some events done, and Mercedes-Benz Stadium has been good for this city.
Yeah, it's been exciting. I was, you know what, I don't know the venue, but I saw, late-night TV, and I saw the commercial for the Southern Heritage Classic.
Yeah, the Tennessee State-Jackson State game?
Yes. Is that here?
No, it's Memphis.
I was about to say, because I was like, wow. Because, like I said, it was it was late at night. You know, I'm dozing off, and I'm looking at, and I see the commercial, and I was like, wow, is that at Mercedes-Benz Stadium? No, it's at Memphis. Okay. Yeah. That's not bad.
Yeah, it kind of split the difference between Jackson and Nashville. It makes sense, I guess, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, but, it's Memphis. Tons of stuff going on with Mercedes-Benz Stadium, and then tons of stuff going on in and around SunTrust Park, where, you know, one thing you may not know, just a little aside here as we get into the Braves situation, and you and I were there,
I plan on being there this Friday. I'm going to go to the game this Friday.
And they're talking about building on and adding on to the battery, and there's going to be a whole nother section of the battery that's going to expand the battery out even more. So, man of mercy, they just got to get those bus lanes going, right, and all that construction on the new Dew Walker down there taken care of. Get the interchange finally done. That's going to be a big thing. Anyway, that's neither here nor there. The Braves are coming back home on Thursday to face the LA Dodgers in a big 4-game set through the weekend, and that'll be a big set. Tonight they're in Miami. Two quick games in Miami. Hopefully the weather holds after the horrible weather in D.C. over the weekend.
That was a tough one.
Man.
That was a tough one. That game yesterday, man. Come on. That what was that, like an 8-hour baseball game or something crazy like that? It seemed like it took forever. It started at 1:30. Well, it was slated to start at 1:30.
Right.
It went over to about what, 8?
Almost 8:30.
That's a long day.
Very long day. And then the frustrating day too, because the Braves get 14 hits but only 2 runs. Now, granted, 12 of those 14 hits were singles, but still. You get 14 hits and only get 2 runs? That's almost impossible, you think. You'd think. But they didn't get any big bombs at all. They had a couple that were like great defensive plays by Washington. It just kind of was one of those weird games, right? Because you played so well in the first game back, and then it almost really kind of killed the Braves that Saturday was a rainout.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
You know, just keep that momentum going. And then, you know, Fulte was off for like 10 days. Got his first start yesterday within 10 days. I think his last start was July 11th. And for him to come out, you know, started off a little rocky, got it together, but only gave you 5 2/3 innings. That was tough. That's tough. And then the problems consisted with the bullpen issues and Sam Freeman giving up one to Bryce Harper. Well, giving up a single. I think it was a single to Bryce Harper to score Adam Eaton. So yeah, it was a tough day. No question about it.
Yeah, no question about the fact that it's a bullpen issue here, and we still expect there are 8 days to go before the trading deadline. 8 days to go before the MLB trading deadline at the end of the month. Will the Braves make a move in those next 8 days? I think the general consensus is yes. They will seek some kind of middle relief help, maybe an additional bat. That's what everybody seems to think will happen. Now, whether it will happen, I don't know. But the bigger question I had this morning is, because I know that I've been kind of, you know, harping on it here. Go ahead and make a move. Go ahead and make a move. Get a third baseman, you know, a Moustakas, a Donaldson. Go ahead and make a rent a player. Let's go for this. Get somebody to help, you know, another pitcher to help. But I started to wonder over the weekend watching it. Well, really, it was Friday's game against Washington. I thought, you know, this team did go out to a five or six game lead in the NL East.
Yes.
As it is now constructed.
And jumped out on a lot of people, but so did the Phillies.
Mm-hmm.
So did the Phillies. And one of the strengths of the Phillies right now has been, well, what we talked about earlier was their pitching and you know, the young hitters that they have. But as constructed, I think that Alex Anthopoulos and the Braves right now, they're trying to make the move that's right for them. You know, we mentioned some names this morning with Familia who got traded yesterday, but he was on their radar.
Mm-hmm,
another sure. guy is a Scoop. He's a second baseman. Let me get his name correctly here. But he there are some guys out there, Jonathan Scoop from the Orioles. That was the name that they were talking about for second base. So there are some guys that they're interested in, but I think the biggest thing for them is they're going to probably wait. From what I've been reading, they're going to probably wait and just try to see if the price will come down on some of these guys, because it's kind of high right now, because teams are like, there's only, you look at most of the teams in the National League right now, like two-thirds of them still in the hunt. So they're going to try to wait and see what can they could potentially get.
Well, and don't look now, but Ronald Acuna had three more hits in the leadoff spot last night, 3-for-4. The leadoff spot apparently agrees with him. And don't look now, that guy gets hot, and he has that, because don't we all think that he's the kind of guy that can go on a Joseph Martinez-like tear, you know what I'm saying, where he could just start ripping the ball all over the ballpark all the time. I think that this team can win. Here's the one thing I think more than anything else. This ball club has said we can win. They have come out in public and said we can win this division as we're constructed right now. If they believe that, I'll ride with them. How about that? If they believe they can win it as they are constructed right now, and they've said so, then I'll ride with that. They've given me this much. I have to have faith and credit in them.
Yeah, but I will say this. The one caveat in that, John, is that your starting pitching, they have to figure out a way to give you more than what they've been giving you lately. They have to, because we've seen it, like, for whatever reason, you thought this little break would help the bullpen out a little bit. Still, Sam Freeman's a little bit of an issue. That middle relief has been a little bit of an issue. That there's, I think, where you have to, if you're gonna make that push, you have to fix that, and you have to get your starters to go longer. You have to.
Yeah, and no argument. I mean, your best starter over the last, say, month has been Julio Teheran, and that was one of the reasons we said, you know, be careful that you're going to trade him, because he could get hot, and he has been the best starter you've had. I mean, even with Foltynewicz, and now we need to see Sean Newcomb get back on his game. If Newcomb could settle down and be more like the guy he was at the beginning of the year, and Teheran could continue this, that's going to be a pretty good sign. But you're right. I mean, we need to see more out of the rotation. At the same time, I need to see more clutch hitting, because at the beginning of the year, they were winning games how? Seventh inning, eighth inning, ninth inning,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, coming up big.
Mm-hmm.
And to that point, they were at some moments yesterday where there almost could have been.
And weren't.
Yes. But it just didn't happen.
Right.
It didn't happen yesterday.
You know, I kept waiting for that. I thought about that, too. I thought, oh, could there be – they get two men on top of the ninth, you know, I mean top of the eighth, and, you know, here they are. They're ready to rally. And I thought, here's, you know, Freddie Freeman at the plate. And if we – well, that was actually in the ninth inning, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was the ninth inning.
And so, you know – and it didn't happen, but, you know, I mean, but they had chances to, it seemed like they had chances to rally, and couldn't quite get that big breakthrough, you know, ringing double off the wall and left, or, you know, three-run bomb to the seats and right. They couldn't get that hit. Now, we'll see what they do in Miami. Hopefully they get out of Miami, win a couple of games, and come home against the Dodgers. Remember, this is going to be a Dodgers team with Manny Machado now. That lineup just went, oh,
and are we going to have Manny Machado envy?
Man, I don't know.
But even with that, John, the Dodgers made that big move. Now they have to court him. They have to make sure that he stays.
Mm-hmm.
Like, do you really want to take that chance? Because that's the chance that they took. What, they got 3 months, 3 to 4 months to try to court him and make him want to be a Dodger?
Mm-hmm.
And it might not work out that way. His mind might already set to be a Yankee.
So, maybe.
You know, you never know.
Of course, we're talking about the Braves. They get set to take on the Miami Marlins tonight in Miami as they continue their post-All-Star break road trip. And again, head home, the LA Dodgers coming into town. They're going to be a huge series this weekend against an old rival. And yes, to a lot of us Braves fans, the Dodgers are an old rival. The Braves for a long, long, long time were in the National League West, and the Dodgers were the team to beat. And the Dodgers with the top power. But can they win it as constructed? And wouldn't it be interesting, Hugh, to see them in a way not make a move and for them to say, okay, we're gonna play this thing out with what we got. We're gonna dance with what brung us. You know what I mean? And see if they can't do that.
I don't know if they're willing to do that. I think like if they don't make any moves, I like their chances. But if you have a chance to go out there and get some middle relief, John, to kind of help out a little bit or even get another arm to put in that rotation, I think you owe it to the guys that are out there every day that are grinding and putting it down to try to make that push.
And to your point, we'll see what Sean Newcomb has tonight. He is scheduled to start tonight for the Atlanta Braves. And, of course, one other quick note about the Braves. They are being very cautious with Ozzy Albies. He had a hamstring injury coming out of the All-Star break. And those hammies are funny. If you've never had a hammy, they're almost, it's a weird injury because, and I had one time, and this is how you know, I was playing softball at the time and I rounded third base and I pulled my hamstring and I reached back and I grabbed my buttocks, my right buttocks, and I knew instantly what it was, even if I'd never had one before, and I went, oh, that's a hamstring injury. It was like, you know it, and it hurts to sit.
See, John, I don't know if I believe this story because you got to be kind of fast. I don't picture you as being a fast guy. Cause you used to have a thing say that like you gotta actually like fast people get hamstring pulls. You was rolling around the bases like that, John.
Slow guys can if they try to run fast. Okay.
Oh, you was trying to pull gears that you didn't have.
Yeah, exactly. I was trying to go to actually second gear.
And he was stripping them gears.
Exactly.
Don't deny John them wheels.
That's the one thing I can honestly say. I was like, hey man, I ain't that fast. I ain't never pulled a hammy. Like, but I've seen like them really fast guys. Boy, they'll tear a hammy up in a heartbeat.
You mean Barry Sanders didn't almost make you pull a hammy that time?
No, listen, AT, I stopped. I was like, what am I doing? hey, no way on God's green earth I'm about to catch Barry Sanders. Let me go ahead and save this energy. Let me go and conserve this energy for this next play. And then Barry ran for 2,000 and then ran in the locker room. Mm-hmm. That was it.
No reason for you to conserve any energy when you're texting, because you need to text right now to win.
Now it's time to reveal our national signing bonus code word. The code word is
create. Create. You want to create your own reality by texting the word create, C-R-E-A-T-E, C-R-E-A-T-E, to 72881. Create to 72881. Create to 72881. That's the national signing bonus code word of the hour. Message data rates may apply. Do not text and drive, and you may win $1,000. You'll have to the top of the hour to create something, create a little bit of magic, as AT said, in your life by texting create to 72881. Hopefully you win. It'd be great if you did. The injuries, you've had a lot of them, a lot more than I have.
I ain't never pulled no hammy, though.
Uh-huh. But it is interesting, though, that I knew exactly what it was. I mean, I just reached down, grabbed my, I went, oh, that's a pulled hamstring.
John freaking smoking those bases. Bow! Oh, my hammy. Could you see it, though?
But it left me out. I literally couldn't walk for like a week. I mean, it just hurts so darn bad. And so I understand why you take it easy.
I've been on teams where guys have pulled their hammies. And boy, when you see how long it takes, especially with the ones that have don't have a lot of body fat. And I think that's probably where some of the issues lie, because you don't have that fat around your legs to help, you know, heal it a little bit. Those cats right there are specimens. So, yeah, it's pretty tough.
Yeah, because the thing about a hamstring when you tweak it and you pull it is that whenever you think you're ready to go, you'll take a little step and that there's like this little thing that shoots up. Oh, yeah, you're not ready yet, you know. I mean, you get really cautious of doing it again. So
let me find out. John freaking had them low 40 times out there running them bases.
Low 40 by low 40s. What do you mean? Like 40 yard dash?
You know what I'm saying? You got that burst. You got that burst. You got that burst. Coming out of them blocks.
No.
Pulling hamstring.
Coming off the block.
He coming off the blocks. Coming off that corner.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, you're correct.
No, I'm not arguing your point. I can see it, John. I can see it. I mean, you pulled, I, like, I've never pulled a hammy. I've pulled a groin. I've there's some other damage to my body, but no, I've never pulled a hammy. Never had that injury.
You haven't missed much. Trust me, I got all the typical injuries, high ankle sprains, that kind of stuff. That high ankle sprain's another injury you don't like. You ever have one of those? Those are nasty. I've had one of those. Yeah, those are people, because it's funny because you see these injuries and people go, it can't be that bad until you've had a high ankle sprain. Oh, dude.
Yeah, those are pretty bad.
Those are painful.
Or in shin splints, they hurt pretty bad too.
Yeah, shin splints. My daughter had those. Yeah. You just see. Anyway, I don't mean to driving that point home. Again, the Falcons coverage begins Friday. It's, of course, going to be our first day of camp. Want to invite you to join us at Falcons camp. We're going to be there Friday morning. The gates will open at 8:20, and we'll be there. Large and in charge, we want you to come by, say hi. If you're going to be going to Falcons camp, do drop by and say hello and take a picture and shake our hands. We'd love to have you come by. When we get back in a moment, before Falcons get to play in the Atlanta United, continues to play. United's got a big game coming up in Canada Saturday. Where we stand now with Atlanta United, Mike Connie joins us live.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Now streaming anywhere on radio.com and the radio.com app.
We are killing it online.
Stay up to date with Atlanta sports no matter where you go. Streaming live now at radio.com and the radio.com app. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
But it's cut off and sent back the other way by Almiron. 2-on-3 here with Joseph. Almiron and Joseph down the middle. Ahead to Joseph. He's got the ball at the arc. Joseph steps in, takes a touch. It's going to be the hat trick. History for Joseph Martinez. The most hat tricks of anyone ever.
Atlanta United and Mike Connie excited at Mercedes-Benz Stadium after another hat trick by Joseph Martinez. You can join 92.9 The Game Saturday starting at 6:30. We're going to be at Fire and Brimstone Tavern in Alpharetta. Fire and Brimstone Tavern, Alpharetta, for the watch party, the official watch party of Atlanta United versus Montreal, Saturday starting at 6:30. Fire and Brimstone Tavern in Alpharetta for the official watch party. Welcome back to the Morning Show with John and Hugh on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, and the man on the call of another hat trick by Joseph Martinez, the one and only Mike Connie, joining us this morning. Morning to you, Mike.
Hey, guys. What's up?
Well, nothing much, Mike Connie. How tired are you after you call a game like that?
I'm usually pretty good after a game like that because I've got a lot of energy and I'm excited about what we saw and, you know, optimistic about what's to come. I'm usually a lot more exhausted after a loss because I'm kind of emotionally drained, being all saddened in my feelings after one of those. So felt good after Saturday. It was a really great day at the Benz for everyone, no doubt about it.
There's no question about that. You're talking about being emotional. Joseph Martinez scored 22 goals in 22 games. Is it safe to say right now that he's going to get the Golden Boot? He's the leading candidate for the Golden Boot.
I mean, it would take an injury or something really crazy for him to not get it because he's 10 goals ahead of everyone else, and there's only about a third of the season to play. I think the question now is he going to go over 30 goals? This has never been done in MLS. 27 is the record. If he keeps this goal-per-game pace, he's going to end with 34 goals on the season, which is 7 more than anyone else in the history of MLS. So it's not just breaking the record, it's shattering it. And I have a column going up today, Hugh, at 92.9thegame.com. And I think we're seeing something here that we've never seen here in Atlanta, at least in my memory. And, John, chime in on this, where in professional sports, you've got the best team with the best player. Mm-hmm. And, I've done a lot of research on this. You know, Dominique Wilkins won a scoring title in 1986, but with respect to Dominique, you know, that was in the era of Bird and Magic and Jordan starting to bubble up, and the Hawks were not the best team in 1986. You know, Matt Bryant won a league scoring title 2 years ago. Matt Ryan was the MVP, but the Falcons, didn't win the Super Bowl that year. Maybe if 17 minutes in Houston had gone the other way, we'd be having a different discussion. Even on the Braves teams, in the early 90s and mid-90s when they finally won the World Championship. I mean, they were the best team, but I don't know if they necessarily had the best individual player. So what we're seeing here, the only thing I could remotely compare it to would be Herschel Walker in 1980, where Georgia had the best team and clearly the best player, the Heisman Trophy winner. So this is something very, very special that Atlanta United and Joseph Martinez are accomplishing right now, and we really need to savor it.
You know, with that being said, we were talking about this morning as well, Mike Conte. Does Joseph Martinez get the love nationally that you think he deserves for the type of player that he is?
Well, if he doesn't, he needs to start because, you know, strikers are an interesting lock in soccer, and I think a lot of times strikers don't get a lot of consideration for league MVP because it's perceived as though they're basically just converting balls that are served up to them, and I guess part of that's true. But when you're on a goal-per-game pace and you're scoring in the variety of manners in which he's scoring, I mean, think about this, guys. He has 9 headed-in goals this year, including 2 on Saturday. Joseph Martinez is 5'7" tall, and he's winning aerials against goalkeepers and aerials on set pieces now. And then at the same time, you're seeing him get more involved in the midfield and creating scoring opportunities and combining with Ulmer. In fact, the first goal where he won the aerial against Osted, it was a back heel by Martinez to Ulmer and Villalba that kind of sprung Joseph up front, and he won the aerial and scored. So yeah, I think Joseph, if he's not getting that credit, you and I don't know if that's the case, but if he's not getting that credit, it needs to start, because if you really pay attention to what he's doing more than just what an ordinary striker does.
Joined by Mike Conney on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. The next game for the Five Stripes, Saturday at Montreal against the Montreal Impact. Two quick things, Mike. To answer your point, I think the only time, because you mentioned about best player, best team. In 95, when the Braves won the World Series, Greg Maddux had a year that was insane. It was 19-2 with an ERA of like 1.6. So, I mean, maybe that's the only other time I could think of. That's the one I would say. The second thing is I want to go back to United. I was thoroughly impressed with Andrew Carlton.
Yes. Yeah, it did a great job. And honestly, I think probably earned himself another start Saturday in Montreal. It sounds like Barco is not going to play on Saturday. The thing that really stood out to me about Carlton, John, was, first of all, I mean, narrowly denied an assist on the second goal of the game. The ball took just the slightest of deflections off a D.C. United defender, but the idea was perfect to just kind of pitch it right to the back post and let Joseph knock it in. You know, very hard luck that he did not get an assist there. So, you know, his passing was very good. On, you know, defensively, though, that really stood out to me. Opti even credited him with winning a tackle, drawing a couple fouls. I thought he did a really, really good job on O'Neill Fisher, who's, you know, kind of a strong, athletic winger for D.C. United. I thought Andrew did a really good job staying in front of him, not allowing him to get crosses or service or anything like that. Did a really, really good job. Very, very happy for Andrew. He's a great kid. He's a great kid, and he's had to spend a lot of time with APL UTD2 this year just to get game minutes because the first team roster is so loaded and crowded right now. But he's never complained about any of that. He's embraced his role with APL UTD2. He's embraced his role with the first team. And I get the feeling, guys, that we might look back on what we saw Saturday and we'll say, you know what, we were there when? We were there when he made his first MLS start. And that was the launching point of what turns out to be a very, very good professional and national team career.
Mike Conney joining us on the WaveForward.com hotline. Barco out. We're hearing rumblings without getting into details. At least I am, Mike, from people that I know around the team that that it's not any big deal. I mean, he's going to be out for the Montreal game too. It was he did a silly little kid thing, but it's not anything that's going to be long term. And he should be back with the club, but in his stead, you had a chance to see Remedy make his first appearance.
Yeah, I mean, Remedy, I don't think that had anything to do with Barco being out, but I think Remedy's really going to help this team a lot. If for nothing more now, he'll buy the team an opportunity to maybe rest Julian Gressel or move him up a little bit more in the attack, and then, you know, you kind of deal with the Barco absence that way. I think he could even slide back and maybe buy a game off for Jeff Lorenowitz, who's been playing a lot. He's really going to be able to help this club a lot. And I was very encouraged that it looked like, you know, having only trained with the team for 4 days, having only gotten into the States, I think, a week ago Friday, or 2 weeks ago Friday now, he looked incredibly fit, and I didn't really see any lack of chemistry there. So, the process of getting him integrated into the lineup and integrated into the system obviously went, I think, a lot faster than anyone expected. He's really going to help them. He'll give them a physical presence. I like the fact he threw two fouls in very limited time on Saturday. That's something that he's really going to be expected to do a lot. Just very encouraging with the small sample size that we saw on Saturday.
Mike Conte, what have you seen from Atlanta United that gives them the ability to bounce back when they have, like, not so favorable games?
Wow, great question, Hugh. I mean, the numbers speak for themselves. They're 8-0-1 now in games following a loss or a draw, which is incredible. And I like the fact now, I mean, three of their last four home games, Hugh, they've given up the first goal and they've come back to at least tie, if not take the lead. And I want to say in four of their last five games overall, or maybe four of their last six, they've conceded the first goal. They've come back to at least tie or take the lead. Very good signs. What do I see in them that makes them do that? I don't know, other than I think there's just this kind of intangible resiliency that this club has. It goes back to, I think, what you can generally say, Hugh, about any championship team. You know, when your superstar players are playing at an all-star level and your role players are having career years, you have the ingredients for something very special. And I look at Atlanta United, their superstars are playing at that all-star level. I think Joseph's the best player in the league right now. Almiron could be an MVP candidate. You know, certainly Gressel and Nagby before he got hurt, Kuzan, Parkhurst, everyone's doing their job. And then your role players, I mean, I don't want to call Andrew Carlton a role player, but, I mean, he's a guy kind of making a spot start. It goes in there and gives you 65 great minutes. Kevin Kratz is someone, every time he gets on the pitch, even if it's just for a couple minutes, he gives you something. He does good work. So Atlanta United kind of has the right mixture right now to do something very special later on this year, where everyone is in top form. And even with the injuries that they've endured, they've been able to kind of power their way through that. They're 4 points clear of everyone for the supporter shield. So they're in the midst of something pretty spectacular right now.
Hey, Mike, we appreciate it. Enjoy your trip to Canada, eh?
You the man, Mike.
Oh, I can't wait. Can't wait for some poutine and crepes.
Poutine.
Mike Conte. <All right. laughs> On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. By the way, he and Jason Longshore are going to be part of our All-Star Game coverage. They're going to have an All-Star Game preview show a week from Wednesday. On All-Star Day, Duke Zabella going to be there 2 to 6 at the soccer celebration at the Georgia International Plaza. We're going to have your All-Star Game covered for you next Wednesday right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. All right, when we get back in a moment, some of the things that we missed on what is going to be a very busy Monday ahead with the Wendy's Zone on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
We all know life in the South revolves around football.
And I think we do have a great fan base here in Atlanta.
We do too. Our Falcons play here. Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
All right, everybody stand up!
It's time for a look at the world of sports, celebrities, and more. This is the Wendy Zone on Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
We're going to start with this story because I simply asked you a question off the air that elicited kind of an interesting response, and I asked him, I go, hey, Hugh, would you create one of these In My Feelings Challenge videos?
No!
Which was the response I got. And I was like, why not?
Because it's corny. It's super corny.
It's not, because I've been living under a rock, because I've seen the In My Feelings hashtag, but never really clicked on it and wondered what it was. I'm going to do one.
That is terrible. But no, you kind of got to do it with somebody else, though.
I know.
So is this turtle guy?
Turtle man.
Turtle dude?
Turtle man.
Yeah. Turtle D, turtle dove?
Is this turtle guy?
Maybe turtle.
You know what? I gotta tell everybody, like, we were, like, making eye contact. When I said turtle man, you kind of started squinting and giggling.
Because I need to make sure John understands
looking at me
what
anymore.
The In My Feelings challenge is. John, do you know what the In My Feelings challenge is?
It's the Shiggy challenge.
The Shiggy challenge.
Yeah, well, it's the Icky Icky. Are you with me?
So Drake has a song. It's called In
Hate
My Feelings.
Song.
Okay.
And an Instagram star at the Shiggy show did a dance to In My Feelings, and it became the Shiggy dance challenge. Now it's the In My Feelings challenge where people will dance to Kiki, do you love me?
No, Wendy.
Oh my gosh.
Wait a minute,
but
you see, Wendy didn't answer the most important question that I asked.
Yeah, she's deflecting.
Okay,
again.
Fine. I'll let you finish setting it up then, Wendy. I apologize. I back up. I refrain.
So a ton of celebrities have taken to Twitter. Essentially now people are getting out of their cars and doing it on the side.
Yes.
So the cars are sort of in neutral.
Okay.
And people get out of their cars to do this dance while someone else is filming them while the car is moving.
Wait. So they're basically dancing alongside the car.
He wouldn't know what that is either. Ghost riding the whip. Where they basically get out the car.
He doesn't know. I understand what it means.
I understand what ghost riding the whip means.
You look at John.
You know what he said? John ain't no square.
You've got a car, and you're not riding. You're ghost riding the car. Yes, and you're outside the car, and you're not actually.
Look at John breaking it down.
You got to remember, John was in Cali for a minute, too. Oh, yeah, they were ghost riding.
They put the stunner shades on and ghost riding the whip.
Right. Okay.
So, John said, now you get the whole picture. You get the whole picture that people do it that way. They're also doing it in their offices.
Is that the viral video, the woman running into the door? Did you see that one?
I'm pretty sure that'll probably be it. People have gotten dragged. There's like a ton of like
people got hit by cars.
It's not recommended. You should do it in a closed parking lot or
You shouldn't do it at all.
Just park your car.
It's like stupid.
It's not dumb. I think it's super cool. I can't wait to do it. Sierra did it with Russell Wilson in the background.
That was all right.
Will Smith did one that was pretty epic. Have you seen Will Smith? Odell Beckham Jr. did one.
Odell Beckham Jr. did him. Yeah, he did.
He didn't like that one either.
Sierra killed that joint.
No, Sierra's winning, like for real.
And now there is a dentist in Greenville, South Carolina. So inspiring millions to get his teeth cleaned because his name is Dr. Rich Constantine. And his video got posted on Friday of him doing the Shiggy Challenge. It has over 24 million views on Facebook.
Oh, my God.
Over 100,000 people have commented on the video since Friday. So breaking the internet was a dentist, and he was a pretty attractive dentist, which is why it's now going viral.
Oh, see, that's it. If you were an ugly dentist, it wouldn't.
With muscle. He looks like he works out.
He's a big dentist.
Yeah, he looks like he works out, but if you haven't seen the viral
video
of a dentist.
Does he like turtles?
I don't know if he likes turtles or not. Maybe I should ask Dr. Constantine.
Do you want your dentist Kiki and know why he's in your mouth? No,
he's
bro.
Not in, he's,
don't
he's
be dancing
like,
while I'm.
Kiki and why he's in your mouth.
Nah, bro.
No, he's outside. He's not actually in the room doing the teeth work.
Oh, my God. Not Kiki and why he's in your mouth, though, bro.
Oh, sorry.
But back to this turtle comment.
Yes. Another story.
No, Wendy. Back to this turtle thing, though. So who's
the turtle's still safe? He has not been in.
So the turtle.
Street.
So who
have
you
checked on the turtle?
Who are you gonna do the Shiggy challenge with?
You do it by yourself.
But normally people do it with another person.
Somebody's got to film you.
Someone's just got to film.
So is the turtle guy filming?
I have lots of friends.
Okay, got you.
He could be in consideration.
I would take that as evasive.
His videographer. Horror skills, whatever you call it.
I would take that as evasive. Carry on.
Now, hey, by the way, can I just say, you know, the other thing we were talking about this morning, apparently TMZ is on the hunt for this guy in Chicago. They want to find the guy.
Which guy?
The ball guy from the stole the ball at Wrigley Field.
Oh, he won't be hard to find.
Oh, he won't be hard to find.
Is he getting a raft of it this morning
apparently,
at his work?
Apparently some reporters said he talked to the guy. So the guy who took the ball from the kid. If you don't know the story, there's a man who essentially stole a ball from a child, a foul ball. After the child was thrown the ball, he picked it up from underneath the seat, handed it to his wife. Oh, they're so surprised he got the ball. So a lot of flack on Twitter. But yeah, TMZ's trying to find this guy. But one reporter talked to him or allegedly talked to him and said that he had helped the boy try to get another foul ball previously, which I don't know why it makes it any better.
It doesn't make it any better. It's 8:48 in the morning in Chicago this morning. That dude's got to go into work.
You know what the worst is? Have you seen his lady friend next to him? She literally is watching the child try to catch the ball, and she's like,
I don't care.
And then she throws her hands up.
I don't care. It's my ball.
But she threw her hands up before the man got the ball and he handed it to her, and she acted like he just caught like a World Series home run. Oh my God.
Yeah, immediately grabs her phone to tweet it out or something. Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
Well, so I don't think this story's over yet.
No, it's definitely not over.
Not at all.
Well, just a heads up. I know you guys are a huge fan of Dancing with the Stars. Well, they're doing a Dancing with the Stars Juniors, which I don't know. I'm super excited about, but Scottie Pippen's daughter, 9-year-old daughter, is rumored to be a part of the cast. Her name is Sophia. So she was seen with Scottie's wife, Larsa, and Kim Kardashian heading into the Dancing with the Stars studios to film this show. Honey Boo Boo's reportedly on the list. And Miles Brown from Black-ish is
Would Larsa, was Future with her? Boom.
You went there.
Cut it out, bro.
Yeah, no, that's not a part of the story.
No, I'm just saying, because she's been seen with Future. I'm just saying. I'm looking for, yeah.
Kiki, do you love me?
So Turtle Guy is going to be the guy?
Kiki, do you love me?
No more Kikis.
When are you posting the video, by the way, real quick? Do you know?
Oh, I have to figure out what I want to do. John, you have to create a whole dance on your own. Oh, it's really complicated. Right, okay. I'll do it this week.
Not complicated to say that Rick and Randy are coming up top of the hour. That sounds vaguely familiar in the past. Rick and Randy, top of the hour on Sports Radio 99 The Game.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.